由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you've joined us in this third in the series on the names of Jesus.
欢迎你收听天路导向，今日是耶稣的名字，这个系列信息的第三讲。
And I want to begin by saying that to a non-believing secular-minded individual,
首先我想告诉你，如果是对于一个仲未信主的朋友来讲呢，
Christianity appeared to be very contradictory.
基督教有些时候呢会看来是很矛盾的。
And in many ways, their perceptions are right.
其实很多时候呢他们的观点都好像很对的。
You say, how come?
你说为什么会对啊？
Because human logic cannot accept divine premise.
因为原来人的头脑啊是不能够去用逻辑来理解上帝的事。
Let me give you some examples.
在这里不如让我先跟你讲几个例子啊。
The human mind cannot comprehend that God who created all things,
人的头脑是不能够理解为什么这个创造世界的上帝啊，
became a man and died on a cross.
竟然会变成一个人的样式并且死在十字架上面。
Human logic would not accept the premise that says,that if you want to save your life, you must lose it.
人类的逻辑是不能够接受失去生命的人反而要得着生命这个道理。
It does not make sense to non-believers' eyes.
从一个不信上帝的角度来看，这样讲是讲不通的。
Human logic would not accept the premise that says, in order to be glorified, you must humble yourself.
人的头脑亦都不能够去接受一定要首先去谦卑自己，才能够得着荣耀。
Or that the high and mighty would wash dirty feet.
或者是说，为什么那个有地位、有能力的人要帮人家洗脚呢？
Or the way to success is surrender.
或者说，先信服才会成功。
Or in order to get, you must give.
或者说，要有收获就一定要付出。
The way to live is to die.
要生存啊，就一定要先去死。
Or the way to lead is to serve.
要去做领袖的，就一定要首先去服侍。
In fact, many people reject Christianity because of those apparent contradictions.
其实呢，很多人就是因为这些好像看起来很矛盾的现象而拒绝耶稣基督。
But to the eyes of faith,
但是如果我们懂得、啊、去用信心的眼光来看，
These are not contradictions at all.
这些事情呢是一点矛盾都没有。
These are God's logic.
因为他们、啊、其实是上帝的逻辑。
These are God's rules.
因为他们是上帝的规则。
These are God's blueprints.
因为他们是上帝的计划。
These are God's premises.
这些是上帝的物业、啊、
These are God's ultimate purpose of mankind's true happiness.
这些就是上帝为了让人类得着真正幸福而定下来的最终目的。
These are God's way for our true and ultimate fulfillment.
这些是上帝要让我们得着彻底满足的方式。
And that is why they appear contradictory to man's way.
所以呢，在人的角度来看呢，他们呢，就真是矛盾重重的。
One passage in the Bible, critics point out to as contradiction in the Bible is found in Isaiah 9:6.
批评圣经的人呢，是曾经指出过，以赛亚书九章六节呢，就讲过很矛盾的事。
Let me stop here for a moment and tell you that we are in the midst of a series of messages from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6.
在这里我想先让大家去翻开圣经以赛亚书九章六节，跟着我们继续分享这个差不多去到一半的以赛亚书九章六节的系列信息。
So if you have a Bible, please turn to Isaiah 9:6.
好，如果你有圣经嘅话，请你翻开以赛亚书九章六节。
For unto us a child is born.
佢话因有一婴孩为我哋而生。
And to us a son is given.
有一个儿子系要赐俾我哋。
And the government will be upon his shoulders.
政权必定要肩担喺佢嘅膊头上面。
And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor.
佢嘅名称系要被称为奇妙策士。
Mighty God.
全能嘅上帝。
Everlasting Father.
永在嘅父。
Prince of Peace.
同埋和平嘅君王。
In my previous messages, we saw why Jesus Christ is called Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God.
我在前两次的信息已经讲了耶稣基督为什么会被称为奇妙的策士和全能的上帝。
Today, I want to tell you about the most controversial description of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是今天我想跟你讲有关对于耶稣基督最有争议的描述。
Everlasting Father.
是说永在的父。
Critics have said,
那些呢批评家通常会怎样讲呢？
How can Jesus be called the Son and a Father all at the same time?
耶稣怎可以同时又被人称为做儿子，又被人称为做爸爸呢？
Let me ask you a question.
嗱，我喺度问你一个问题。
What do we call the founders of a country?
究竟我哋点样去称呼一个国家嘅创始人呢？
Founding fathers.
好明显就系国父啦。
What do we call city elders or leaders?
咁样我哋系点样称呼我哋城市啊乡镇嘅一啲嘅领袖呢？
City fathers.
嗱，好简单，就系乡亲父老。
And where do you think they got this concept?
咁你话究竟呢一个观念系喺边度嚟呢？
From the Bible.
诶，我就话俾你听，其实系从圣经里面嚟噶。
Let me give you some examples.
咁喺度让我俾一啲例子你啊。
In Genesis 4:20.
嗱，咁喺创世纪咧第四章二十节里面。
Jabal was the father of all those who dwell in tents and have cattle.
佢话呢，亚伯啊，就系咧住喺帐篷牧养牲畜嘅人嘅祖先。
In Genesis chapter 4:21.
在创世纪第四章二十一节
，Jabal's brother Jabal was the father of all who played the harp and the flute。
佢话咧，呢个叫做尤伯啊，亚伯个兄弟叫做尤伯，佢就系一切弹琴吹箫者嘅圣经写之父啦，但系我哋可以叫做祖先。
In Chronicles chapter 4:14，
喺历代志上四章十四节。
Joab was the father of all the craftsmen.
佢话咧，啊约押啊就系一切匠人嘅祖先。
So the whole concept of referring to a pioneer or a founder or an originator as father of what he pioneered, founded, originated.
因此呢，父亲啊或者祖先呢一个概念可以指住系开创一件事嘅先驱啦、奠基人或者发明者而言噶。
That is all as old as the book of Genesis.
其实呢，它也是来源自最古老、最古老，就是在创世纪里面。
Far from being confused, Isaiah was prophesying 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ.
那呢，我们见到呢，以赛亚毫不含糊地就说到在耶稣降生700年以前呢已经讲过了。
That Jesus will be the founder of everlasting life.
耶稣基督就是永恒生命的创始者。
Jesus is going to be the pioneer of the new revelation.
我们见到呢，耶稣就是那个崭新启示的先驱。
That Jesus is going to be the founder of the new covenant with God.
我们见到耶稣就是神和人之间新约的根基。
That Jesus is going to be the originator of eternal life.
耶稣就是永远生命的启动者。
Without him, no one can have eternal life.
除了耶稣基督之外，如果没有耶稣基督，又没有人能够得着永生。
Isaiah was telling us 700 years before Bethlehem.
我哋见到咧，以赛亚早喺耶稣降生喺伯利恒之前嘅700年，已经话咗俾我哋听。
That Jesus is going to be the revealer of eternal light.
耶稣将要成为永远之光嘅启示者。
That Jesus is going to be the revealer of eternal love.
耶稣将要成为永远嘅爱嘅启示者。
That Jesus is going to be the father of a new race of people from every language, every tribe, and every nation.
耶稣将要成为嗰个从万国、万族、万民所建立嘅新国度嘅国父。
Isaiah was not confused about the first two members of the Trinity, God the Father and God the Son.
我哋见到咧，以赛亚并冇混淆三位一体嘅圣父、圣子嘅地位噶噃。
He was using a language that was common to his day.
我哋见到咧，以赛亚用嘅文字咧，系当天佢哋都经常用噶噃。
I want us to focus on three of the revelations that Isaiah gives us.
我哋咧要首先注意一下以赛亚喺呢一个地方咧所为我哋去提供嘅三点启示。
First,
第一样嘅启示系乜嘢呢
？Jesus is the revealer of God's new creation.
原来耶稣是启示了上帝的新创造。
Secondly,
第二样嘢系乜嘢呢
？Jesus is the revealer of God's new covenant.
耶稣是启示了上帝所立的新约。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢系乜嘢呢
？Jesus is the revealer of God's new clan.
耶稣啊，就是启示了上帝的新子民。
So what is this God's new creation?
咁样究竟上帝嘅新创造系乜嘢
？In the Old Testament,
喺旧约圣经里面啊
，The children of Israel knew about God.
我哋发现啊，嗰个以色列人呢系只知道有上帝
，But they did not know God.
但系咧，我哋发现佢哋冇真正咁样认识上帝。
A few of them were the exceptions.
但是只有少数的人呢是例外的。
Abraham was privileged to know God.
我们发现呢特别是亚伯拉罕呢他是很有幸地去认识上帝。
And he was called a friend of God.
并且呢他们被称为上帝的朋友。
Moses communed with God like a friend with a friend.
诶，我哋见到咧，摩西咧同上帝去倾偈嘅时候，好似朋友咁样噶。
David、Daniel、Elijah、Isaiah， they were all privileged to know God。
大卫、但以理、以利亚、以赛亚，诶，佢哋全部都系蒙恩得着认识神。
But it was not possible for the whole community to know God。
但是你说原来对所有的会众来说不是每一个人都能够认识上帝的。
Why?
为什么呢
Because there was a veil on their faces.
因为呢他们块面都好像盖了一些面纱这样。
That veil, the Bible said, was lifted when Jesus, the everlasting Father, was revealed.
原来呢他说到呢圣经告诉我们听当耶稣这一位永在的父向他们显现的时候他们的面上面的面纱才会被揭开。
The mystery was revealed by Jesus the everlasting Father.
耶稣这个永在的父就是揭示了上帝的奥秘。
The apostle John said,
使徒约翰曾经这样讲过
No one has seen God at any time.
从来呢是没有人见过上帝。
The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father has seen him.
只有在父怀里面的独生子才见过他。
Jesus the everlasting Father is the one who revealed the heart of God.
耶稣作为永在的父呢是向人透露着上帝的心意。
Jesus the everlasting Father is the one who revealed the hope of his people.
耶稣作为永在的父，他是向人彰显了他的子民的盼望。
Jesus, the everlasting Father, revealed the nature and the character of God.
耶稣作为永在的父，就向人启示了上帝的性情。
Jesus, the everlasting Father, revealed the mind of God.
耶稣作为永在的父，就向人启示了上帝的意念。
Jesus, the everlasting Father, is the one who revealed the way to eternal life.
耶稣作为永在的父，向人指明了永生的道路。
Jesus, the everlasting Father, is the only one who is able to reveal the holiness of God.
耶稣作为永在的父，他就是唯一能够彰显上帝神圣的那一位。
And the righteousness of God.
并且呢，是能够彰显上帝的公义。
And the justice of God.
亦都能够去彰显上帝的正直。
Jesus is the only one who reveals every aspect of sinfulness and wickedness of man.
是耶稣啊，才能够去指出人类各方面的罪孽，同埋指出人类各方面的邪恶。
He is the only one who could reveal the power and the might of God to deal with the sinfulness of man.
只有耶稣才能够彰显出上帝的全能来解决人的罪。
He is the only one who could reveal the eternal love of God.
只有他才能够向人显明上帝永恒的爱。
Why?
为什么我会这样说呢？
Because he experientially and empirically revealed the love of God.
因为呢，原来啊，他亲自去体验了并且显示了上帝的爱。
When he paid for the wages of the sin of all who believe in him,
当他是愿意为一切相信他的人付清了所有的罪债的时候，
And the Bible says,
圣经呢就咁样话俾我哋听。
That everyone who will accept this revelation shall be new creation.
所有愿意接受耶稣启示嘅人都要成为新造嘅人。
And that is why the Bible calls Jesus the author and the finisher of our faith.
所以呢，圣经点解就将耶稣呢称为为我哋信心创始成终嘅耶稣啦。
Secondly,
我哋见到咧第二样嘢系乜嘢呢？
He is called Everlasting Father because he is the revealer of God's new covenant.
佢被称为永在嘅父啊，系因为咧佢启示咗，让到我哋知道上帝同人所立嘅新约系乜嘢。
The new covenant, which we call the New Testament of the Bible,
呢一个新约咧就系我哋而家睇紧嘅新约圣经。
Is contrasted with the Old Testament in the book of Hebrews.
佢咧好似喺希伯来书里面咧就去做咗同旧约做咗一个对比。
It concludes by saying that the new covenant is far superior.
佢讲到咧希伯来书就系话新约系比旧约更加靓、更加好，系好好多。
In fact, the Old Testament does not make sense without Christ.
但是你说如果旧约啊同基督无关呢，其实真系冇意义噶。
The Old Testament is just a shadow.
因为旧约如果系咁，就只不过系一个影子。
But the New Testament reveals the person behind the shadow.
但系新约却向我哋咧系显示咗影子之前个实体。
The Old Testament is the announcement of the coming of the Messiah.
旧约是向我们去讲了将要来的弥赛亚是哪个。
The New Testament is the fulfillment and realization of that announcement.
但是新约圣经却是弥赛亚的一个的应验。
The Old Testament is the expectation and hope for the coming Messiah.
旧约呢其实是对弥赛亚的一种期盼和盼望。
The New Testament says,In Jesus Christ, the expectation is fulfilled.
但是在新约里面讲到因为耶稣基督来到，所以我们的盼望成为了事实。
John said,
使徒约翰讲过，
The law was given through Moses.
律法本来是借着摩西传的。
But grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
但是恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
And because he is the truth,
而且呢，由于他就是真理。
Not that he was searching for the truth,
不是说他是寻求真理吧。
Not that he was hoping to find the truth.
又唔係話佢希望發現真理。
Not that he needed the truth.
亦都唔係話佢需要真理。
No, Jesus is the truth and the truth is Jesus.
唔係咁啊，我哋係講緊耶穌就係真理，真理就係耶穌。
And that is why only Jesus can establish God's new covenant.
所以只有耶穌先至能夠去建立上帝嘅新約。
So what is that covenant or contract?
咁究竟呢一个新约系乜嘢呢？
It's very simple.
其实好容易理解。
Your side of the covenant is to acknowledge that you are a sinner by birth.
你作为合约嘅一方就要承认自己生出嚟就系一个罪人。
And a sinner by practice.
而且系不断不断咁样犯罪。
And that the sentence for that sin is eternal damnation.
罪嘅结局就系受到永远嘅咒诅。
And that you can never placate yourself from that judgment.
而你自己亦都永远冇办法逃脱嗰个将来要受嘅审判。
Furthermore, you acknowledge that there is only one perfect God-man.
但系你承认只有一个系道成肉身完全嘅人，完全嘅上帝。
Who paid for your death sentence by dying for you on the cross.
他已经为到你的罪而钉死在十字架上面。
Then you turn from your sin.
这样你就能够离开自己的罪。
Receive God's gift of forgiveness.
并且获得由上帝而来的赦罪之恩。
And walk with Jesus Christ by faith.
与耶稣基督同行，有着那个恩典。
And you will be assured of heaven.
而且呢，你能够肯定你可以永远在天堂与他同在。
You can either sign the covenant or not sign the covenant.
你可以决定签这个合约或者不签的。
You cannot half sign.
但是你就不能够只是签一半咯。
You are either in the covenant or out of the covenant.
你一是就在合约里面，一是就在合约出面。
If you have not signed a covenant with Jesus Christ and accepted his gift of eternal life,
如果你今日仲未喺呢一个合约上面去签名接受耶稣基督赐俾你嘅永生嘅话，
you can do that today.
你今日就可以做到呢件事。
Jesus is called the everlasting Father.
我哋发现咧，耶稣系被称为嗰个永在嘅父
，because he is the revealer of God's new creation.
因为佢启示咗上帝嘅新创造
，and because he is the revealer of God's new covenant.
而且由于佢系嗰个嘅启示咗上帝同人所立嘅新约。
Thirdly, Jesus is called Everlasting Father because he is the revealer of God's new clan of people.
所以呢，我哋第三就系讲到耶稣被称为永在嘅父啊，就系因为咧佢建立咗上帝嘅新嘅子民。
What is that new clan?
咁究竟嗰个新嘅子民系边啲人呢？
It's made up of all who have signed God's new covenant.
就是凡在上帝的合约上面签字的那些人。
It's made up of all who have accepted God's redemption.
那些人是接受上帝的救赎。
It is made up of all who have accepted the founder's conditions.
那一群人是接受了创始人所提出的条件。
The Bible calls that new clan the Church of Jesus Christ.
圣经话俾我哋听，新嘅子民就系耶稣基督嘅教会。
From every nation, tribe, and tongue.
系从各国、各民、各方而聚集而嚟噶。
Christians are sometimes misunderstood by the world.
基督徒有时会被世上嘅其他人误会。
Do you know why?
唔知你知唔知道点解呢？
Because they have decided to come to God God's way.
因为他们已经决定要遵从上帝的方式来跟从上帝。
Not on their own terms.
而不是随着自己的心意而行。
Because they have decided to come to God on God's terms, not according to their own ideas.
因为他们已经决定要跟随上帝的条款来跟从上帝，而不是照着自己的心意。
Because they have accepted the declaration of the everlasting Father who said that he is the full truth and the only truth.
因为他们已经接受这个永在的父所宣告的说话，就是说只有他才是独一无二完整的真理。
And apart from him, there can be no full truth.
而除了他之外，根本就没有真理。
Those who misunderstand Christians do so because they want to go to God only on their own terms.
那些误解基督徒的人是因为他们要照着自己的意思来对待上帝。
They have deceived themselves into thinking that God doesn't care how they come to him.
他们认为上帝不介意他们凭着自己的意思来行事。
If that is the case, then God would not have died on a cross.
如果真是这样的话，耶稣就不需要死在十字架上面了。
And that is why we must explain that we do not make the rules, God does.
我们呢，因此就必须讲清楚，这个是上帝定的条款，而不是我们决定的。
We only have just accepted God's rules.
我们呢，就一定呢，要去知道我们的工作就是接纳上帝的那一种的条款就 OK 了。
And you will have no hope for eternal life unless and until you do.
而除非你愿意接受的话，否则你一定不能够得着永生。
There may be someone listening today who would say,
可能今天有人听着我们的节目，他会说，
I thought that always lead to God.
我以为呢，我整天都是能够条条大路通罗马的。
I thought that Jesus was just a way.
我以为耶稣啊，根本只不过是其中一条路啫嘛。
I thought that I can be accepted by God.
我以为我是能够被上帝接纳。
If I am a good person.
如果我是一个好人的话。
And never hurt anybody.
我从来都没有伤害过人的话。
But now I know that the everlasting Father, Jesus Christ,
我却知道啊，那个永恒的耶稣基督才是永在的父。
The founder and the only giver of everlasting life.
他是那个赐给我永远生命的主宰。
Is inviting me to come to him.
他好想邀请我来到他的身边。
On his own terms.
用他的话语去这样邀请我。
And that's the only way.I can come to him.
而这个才是我唯一的方法能够去到他的面前。
If you have come to this realization,
如果你今天已经意识到这件事的话，
you can simply come to him today.
希望你能够真正这样去到他的面前。
And he will accept you.
我肯定他是乐意接受你的。
Because he promised so.
因为他曾经这样应许过。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿上帝去大大赐福俾你，让你喺每一日嘅生活里面都能够意识到，原来耶稣基督先至系永在嘅父，佢系会带领我哋走过每一日，让到我哋知道我哋今世嘅生命系有一个永恒嘅盼望噶。如果你想同我哋联络嘅话，请你写信嚟到香港九龙大友街一号十楼，香港九龙大友街一号十楼，大小嘅大友冇嘅友一号十楼，或者电邮嚟到 liangyou@liangyou.net 揾我万峰又得，或者咧揾麦克牧师迈向前方克服困难又得。咁愿上帝大大赐福俾你，我哋下次再会。